This podcast was thought and created by elementary students from Maple Bear Campina Grande in year 5. Thank you for listening and make sure to follow us on Spotify and all other platforms that we are on. And let's get started! Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Lenilson here for another podcast for Maple Bear Campina Grande, and specifically the group Year 5. We are so happy that our first episode was a huge success. Many people have heard. And today we're going to talk about another scientist. And today our scientist is a woman. Can you guess who she is? Her name is Mary Curie, and our students today will have a conversation about her. So I'm going to be the host of this conversation. I'm going to be asking questions about Mary Curie to our friends. And I'll start today with my friend Clara Marques. So Clara, since we are studying about Mary Curie, do you know when she was born and where?
She was born in November 7th in 1867 in Warsaw, Poland.
Okay, so now I would like to talk with my friend Arthur Leon. Arthur, when you were researching about Mary Curie, did you discover anything about how was life like in her time? How people lived?
I discovered that when in the time that Mary Curie lived, didn't have much technology, like didn't have internet, vaccines, and other things.
You mean vaccines?
Yes, vaccines.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you think the time were, was the time easier for her to discover her stuff?
A little bit, because she was working with other things, not with technology.
Ah, so if she was living today, do you think she would have discovered even more things with the technology we have?
Yes, I think yes.
Okay, I also think so. Thank you, Arthur. And now I would like to talk with to Alanis. Alanis, you wrote your school project biography about Mary Curie. So, what important things did Mary Curie do during her time as a woman?
So as her time as a woman, she always dedicated her life as study. So with her knowledge, she was able to discover radiation and win the Nobel Prize 2 times, becoming the first woman to win the prize 2 times.
Wow. And how does that feel to know this information about a girl just like you?
It's because I was very proud, because in that time, people, women didn't was scientists, so it was very rare to have a girl as a scientist.
Yeah, thank God today we have more and more women there making us proud and discovering and inventing things like Mary Curie, Rachel Carson, and so many others that we have some documentaries. Mariani, my ladies. What was Mary Curie's profession, her job, and where did she work?
Mary Curie, she was a physicist.
Just to make sure I understand.
Huh?
She was a physician or a physicist?
Physicist.
Ah, okay. So.
And gymnast. And a pioneer, and she studied radiation. And where she worked? Huh?
Where did she work?
She worked in Paris at Sorbonne.
Where? Did she teach anywhere?
These I didn't search.
Okay, but you know that she was a physicist, that she worked in Paris. And what was the other profession that you said? That she was a physicist?
A pioneer and study at
A pioneer. Okay, so pioneer, good. So she was a pioneer means that she was the first person in the world to discover and study about radiation. Interesting, interesting. Thank you, Mari. Now, Maria Luisa. Now let's talk to Maria Luisa. Maria Luisa, what did she discover? What did Marie Curie discover or invent or both with her husband? Yeah.
I'll say music. Radioactivity. Radioactivity element and cheese wave that the type she's.
That's all you found out about her?
Yes.
Okay, so she discovered radioactivity and
what was the other one?
X-ray.
Yes.
Say again, X-ray.
X-ray.
So do you know what people do with X-ray today?
Yes.
What do they do?
The person will enter on the X-ray and then the doctor can see dentro.
Inside.
And can see if you are broken leg.
Okay, so doctors in hospitals, they use radiation and the X-ray that Marie Curie discovered to examine our bodies and discover things without having to open it. Did you know that long ago, in the first studies of medicine, people used corpses, dead bodies, to study our health? And because of Marie Curie and so many others, we don't have to use dead bodies to study some parts of medicine. We just use X-ray and we see inside.
Imagine you get a dead body and you cut to see the heart or something to discover.
Yeah. How do you think it's like?
Or what? Element of your body does to breathe or something.
I see. Yeah, so Marie Curie made a huge contribution to our current modern medicine. Thank you, Malu. Rafa, what were the challenges that Marie Curie faced to live her life, to survive, and to study?
The challenge that Marie Curie needed to enfrent, it was some challenge, and so I will say one. The first challenge was when she had 10 years old, she lost her mother for the tuberculosis. She had the tuberculosis. So when Marie Curie, she was 10 years old, her mother died. But Marie Curie too, she learned very much with her dad because her dad is teacher. So Marie Curie, she knows a lot. She learned a lot with her dad. So this is great for her. In the second school that Marie Curie had, she couldn't go because just was for men. That's cool. The family of Marie Curie, they were very poor. So had one time that Marie Curie, she needed to work when she was a teenager. She needed to work to receive money and sustain her family. She worked for 5 years on the governess and as a tutor. She were great of math, reading, and etc. So in 1891, she went for Paris for work.
Okay.
And there she started working and it passed the life for his family and give a great sustain for his family.
Good job, good answer. Yeah. So now, Sophia. So, Sophia. In your opinion, how relevant was Marie Curie's life to our world today?
Without Marie Curie, we wouldn't know what is radium and polonium. And she was the first to discover about tumors. And I feel proud that has a famous woman in science world.
Okay. And what was the best part to you, Sophia, when you were studying about Marie Curie?
That know that has like a woman in science, like science world, not like only boys.
Did you feel represented there?
Yes.
Good. I feel happy to hear that because this is important. And knowing that not only men, but women can be scientists, can inspire many other girls like you to become a scientist one day and discover maybe the cure for cancer, maybe the cure for so many diseases that are there, to discover, to invent something useful to help elderly people. We don't know. Scientists, they are heroes and they discover and they invent things to facilitate our lives. So now my question is to João. João, where did Marie Curie study, man? Where did she study?
Okay.
Did she want to go somewhere else?
Yes. Where did she study? Marie Curie studied in Paris, in France, in this university. The Flying University was a clandestine educational company that operated from 1885 to 1905 in Warsaw, the historic Polish capital, then under the control of the Russian Empire, and which was received between 1977 and 1981 in the Communist People's Republic of Poland.
Okay,
and
so
did she want to study something else? Marie Curie wanted to study science because in that time women couldn't study science.
So they couldn't study science. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. As you may have heard, guys, studying biographies, we need to learn so many new words, right? Names of professions. So now this question is to everybody. If you want to answer it, raise your hand and answer. Okay, I would like to try again. How did you feel studying some famous scientists like Galileo, Albert Einstein, and studying biographies in general? How did you feel? Malu, try. Say what you think.
Special?
You felt special? Tell me more.
Okay. Not special. Wonderful?
Why?
Because studying about people's lives is interesting.
I see. Okay, who else wants to say something? Alan.
I feel very proud because, especially learning about important scientists and important women, it's very interesting and we are able to have more knowledge and celebrate things that people don't remember and don't know.
Okay.
Wow, you are still here. Thank you for listening to this moment. So it seems that you got engaged. Thank you.